Set on 200 acres, Faithleg House Hotel is a renowned destination for weddings, golf trips, leisure and more. The historic building has stately rooms and it also has a spa for guests to enjoy. Dining is also a major feather in Faithleg's cap, as head chef Jenny Flynn outlines.
We offer everything from bed and breakfast to your fabulous wedding venue as well. So it's all, from my part, it's all centred in around food, which is great. We have a huge offering from, I suppose, what we introduced during the last few years is our jams and marmalades and our award-winning marmalades. We continue to strive to do something different in Faithleg.
And the ante has really been upped in terms of food offering, and people look for a lot, don't they? And they look for top quality, they look for local produce all the time now, really.
Yeah, I suppose it's part and parcel of what we do in Faithleg. So we're thrilled to have so many amazing suppliers on our menus in Faithleg. It just makes it easier for us to, I suppose, promote the quality of the ingredients in Faithleg. So we have so many local suppliers, they inspire us with our menus.
Now, you're the head chef and, you know, you have a very good reputation. So are there any signature dishes there? Is there anything when people come to Faithleg, whether it's for a wedding or they're just there for lunch or whatever it is there anything people ask for time and time again?
It's funny because we change our menu so often and we try and do seasonal menus in Faithleg. So we always kind of continue to change the menus. So I suppose beef is a big one. Beef and fish, which is great because we're on the coast, so we get so much amazing fish, and even Goat's Bridge trout just up the road in Kilkenny. We always have so many local dishes on the menu.
The Lismore Food Company is based in the heart of Lismore. The family business has a history in fine food and drink that stretches back some 200 years as grocers, bakers and wine and spirit merchants in both Cork City and West Waterford. Company director Beth Ann Smith says they've seen rapid growth in the past couple of years.
So we have brought out about 35 new products in the last year, and we have 25 hampers also this year. So September 2020 we had 12 products and now we have 56 products and 25 hampers. So it's been fantastic and we've an amazing response.
There's been so much anecdotal evidence and I'm sure actual statistical evidence as well to say that people are shopping locally more. In fact, a survey that was out showed that people are more likely to buy local food and drink now than pre-pandemic. Are you seeing that in the Lismore Food Company and in the locality of West Waterford in general?
Yeah, you know, I think it's incredible. And I think Irish people really, really, you know, focus on that when, particularly in these difficult times like COVID times or in recessions, we get very focused on supporting Irish companies. And, you know, we get a lot of people ringing in, just making sure we are an Irish company and that our products are Irish. And we're thrilled to be from Waterford, from Ireland, and to be championing, you know, artisanally made products. I mean, we've seen a huge, huge reaction to that. And as I'm sure you have yourself in WLR.
I've seen your produce in Ardkeen stores in the city. Where else are you stocking? I know obviously you sell online.
We stock in all the kind of nice artisanal shops and cafes all through the country. I suppose one of the things we've done in the last year is we have moved a lot to online, which is the lismorefoodcompany.com, because we have a lot of products that are available in shops, but also a lot of products that are just exclusive to the website. So we kind of have a mixed bag of that.
360 Cookhouse opened in 2016 and has been nestled in the culinary quarter of Dungarvan ever since. The restaurant prides itself on local ingredients, honest cooking and a casual fun dining atmosphere. To complement the menu, 360 Cookhouse has teamed up with Wine Lab, offering tap wines, reducing the restaurant's carbon footprint. Roisin Davison heads up the marketing team.
When we opened back in 2016, we restored the Park House, you know, a building with a long history on Castle Street in Dungarvan. And from there, you know, we pride ourselves on providing like casual fun dining experience served up with local ingredients and just honest cooking, Mary. Through there, you know, clever, thoughtful planning. We cater for big groups, but you'll also find like a little nook in the corner in the snug in 360 Cookhouse for two.
And I think Dungarvan, all Dungarvan restaurants can probably boast an equal amount of tourists and locals, you know, who pop in. There's a nice community atmosphere, I'd imagine, in that way.
Yeah, absolutely, Mary, 100%. You know, it's a place where memories are created, definitely.
Talk to me then about your chef and your head chef, Greg Harris and Sam Burfield. Obviously, they're bringing lovely tastes to the people of Dungarvan and beyond.
Yeah, 100%. We've actually just launched a new menu this week, which hosts a lot of new dishes. It's absolutely fabulous. It's a real eclectic style of food that incorporates some global influences. And, you know, we deliver them up with some great beers and cocktails and wines.
Talk to me about some of the popular items on the menu. I know you've launched a new one, but even kind of the sort of things that people go for.
I suppose suppose it's our tapas as well. That's the big draw there, you know, down to the calamari, the patatas bravas.
And Roisin, I need to mention as a pet owner the fact that you are pet friendly. Talk to me about that.
Our pergola area is probably our most popular area for pets. It's an outdoor, semi-outdoor area. It's got that little bit more room for your pets to wander and things. And we also have a canine menu so they can enjoy a treat while you're enjoying your food.
And best of luck to Faith Leg House Hotel, the Lismore Food Company and 360 Cookhouse, all nominated in food and beverage. Tomorrow it's the turn of those shortlisted in training and development.